1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
I want to just mention, we got a very nice email. I won't read it because I don't want to bust any confidences from Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top, who was in the show last night. We have a lot of guests on the show, but we don't put them on the air. The reason why I say we don't put them on the air is because they come to see the show. They enjoy watching us. And last night, Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top was here, which was probably the high point. I mean, we've had John Carpenter in here. We've had
June Lockhart
in here. We've had
June Lockhart.
Will you shut up with that? Gary Oldman's been in here, and Matt Groening has been in here, and a whole bunch of cats. But with Billy Gibbons sitting in there, and you know, I want to talk to him, but I got to come and do the show. You know, I'm okay. When Hendrix gave you that guitar, yeah, let's just start there. Nice man. 1-800-449-8686, and hopefully, and he said, schedule permitting, he'll be at our poker tournament. I mean, are you kidding? I mean, so you're going to sit there, toss some cards with Billy Gibbons, maybe have a couple of brews. Who knows? I don't know. Unless he's, you know, driving. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. In the news, the story of a high school teacher accused of sexual harassment. We have the gentleman on the line. His name is Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy in Glendale, California. And Mr. Dozier, welcome to our program. I'm sorry it's under these circumstances. Can you tell me what transpired preceding these accusations? Can you tell me a little bit about, are you guilty?
I am most certainly not guilty of sexual harassment, no, sir. Nor am I guilty of what many people said, which was that I'm attempting to have some kind of an intimate relationship with this individual. I simply, and it's an insult beyond that, because I am a married man, and I am a professional in what I do. And
all right, did this all start with a parked car that you hit? Is that correct?
It started back in November. It was week in November, early November, when I was leaving the parking lot of our school here in Glendale, and we have a circular driveway, which is an area used at times by parents to drop their students off. It's also an area used at times by delivery people and so forth. I'd gone around the circular part of the driveway, and I was going into the parking lot, and at that time I hit the back end of Dr. Nakona's car, who I was telling you about.
And that is the principal, right?
She is the principal of our school. She drives an SUV. I do too, but she had a kind of a midsize. I drive an Expedition. When I hit her car, it dislodged the rear fender, rear bumper, I should say, and also broke, smashed the taillight and part of the body rear panel.
So did the bumper fall off?
The bumper was partially dislodged. I have to tell you, and I say this because I want young people to know, this is not what you should do. Please learn from my experience. I had been drinking that morning. I came into school. I was distraught over a personal matter. I had been drinking, and I had also taken a prescribed medication.
What was that?
It was Benzedrine.
And you took Benzedrine, which is a stimulant, correct?
Yes, sir.
And you were also drinking?
That is correct. So I knew that I would be in serious trouble. So I got out of my car. I noticed that a student was looking at me, and the only individual there was a student, so I wrote down a phone number and put it on the windshield of the car. The phone number that I wrote down was not a real phone number.
You were attempting to make this student think that you were taking care of this.
That is correct, yes. Now, the young man involved talked to me as I was walking into the school and basically made it clear to me that he had seen what had happened. And I told him at that time that I would appreciate it if he didn't say anything, that I even confided in him that I had been drinking and that I had been taking drugs. And when I say drugs, it was a prescribed stimulant.
Do you have a prescription for it, sir?
I do not, no, sir.
When you say prescribed?
It was prescribed for my wife.
So you were taking her Benzedrine and you were drinking as well?
Yes.
All right.
I told a young man that I would hope that he would not say anything. And we reached an agreement, if you will, that I would give him certain considerations. That was last November. During the period of time since then, I attempted to be as friendly with this young man as I could. Talk to him. Yes, I did give the benefit of the doubt on certain tests.
So you were, let's be clear, you were cheating for this kid? You were...
Yes, sir, I was.
Now, how did the accusation of sexual harassment or the intimation of a sexual relationship come about?
Apparently, someone at the school saw how friendly I was toward the boy. A couple times I had my arm around him. A couple times I would sit and talk to him. And someone said there's some kind of a interest that this teacher has in this student that is above and beyond, I guess. And granted, there was, but it had nothing to do with sex, you know. But I find out now that the kid himself sort of kept these stories alive.
All right, so this kid who saw you smash the fender and said that he wouldn't say anything if you kept, if you helped him out, was now starting to say that you were coming on to him sexually?
He wasn't saying that I was coming on to him. He was just saying he thinks Coach Dozier, you know, is a, quote, queer or something like that. So that's where I drew the line, and that's when I went into the administration. I said, I can assure you there's nothing going on there. I just happen to take an interest in this young man because he's, and I said to them, I said, because he's not too bright. And, of course, they saw his test scores were very good because I had cheated on the test scores. But they said, well, why are his test scores so good? I said, because I give him extra help. That's why. I went back to the young man, and I said, okay, all bets are off. You just went to the administration, intimated that I had some sexual relationship with you or wanted one. So that's when I told him, if I ever hear you breathe a word about me having a sexual interest in you again, I will.
You said you'd come after him physically.
Yes, sir, I did.
You just somehow you'd put him in a hospital.
I said I'd do worse.
Well, all of this stuff has come out now.
It has come out, and the reason why it's come out is because this kid basically couldn't keep his mouth shut about one day in the life of a man where I had gone through some very serious emotional problems. I'd had a very, very serious, serious situation at home, and I had a couple of drinks. I took a handful of the Benzedrine that my wife had because I knew I had to go to class. And my only screw-up was I hit the back end of this principal, Nakono, and you can tell by her name, she is a Japanese individual.
Is she Japanese by birth? Or?
No, she's Japanese-American. But the reason why I mention that is many of those individuals are not very forgiving, if you will. If I'd gone to her and said, Principal Nakono, I'm sorry, I hit your car.
Yeah, well, I'd been drinking. What were you drinking that morning, sir? I mean, it's not that it's important. But was it beer?
No, sir. It was whiskey. It was bonded whiskey.
It was a whiskey?
Yes, sir.
All right. We're talking with Vernon Dozier. That's a terrible thing. But a man shouldn't be accused of something worse than what he's done. I agree with you there. However, we'll get into talking about it. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Coach Dozier, you had a emotional upset so severe that you had to take a couple of drinks that morning. What time of morning was it?
Well, I've got to be in the classroom by 7:30.
So you got up in the morning and took a couple of pops?
Yes, sir.
Then you took some Benzedrine. Then you go sailing into the parking lot. You hit the back end of this principal's car, take the fender off. You notice that some kid saw you, and you cut a deal with this kid. If he doesn't say anything, you will help him out in terms of his classwork. And then the kid turns around and...
Well, he turns around, basically stabs me in the back and says, yeah. Somebody said, hey, you and Coach Dozier, what are you guys, queer for each other? And I think he said, well, I'm not, but I think he is. He's all, like, wanting to be my friend and everything. So the kid basically shanked me, yeah. Shanked me, and, boy, I mean, I'd hate to be anybody that goes into business with this kid when he gets older because, and I'm not mentioning the kid's name because I don't want to get sued, but I will tell you this much. His parents are prominent And the kids who may be listening to this program right now, you know who he is. He's the... And I won't say it.
All right. 1-800... Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. What was it? Shakespeare, "Oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive." Remember that, Bud?
Yeah.
Well, that's what's happening here. He started out trying to cover up hitting the back end of this car. He then proceeds to try to cover it up more by, you know, cutting a deal with some kid in the parking lot who saw it, helps the kid out on tests, even passes him on some tests, only to have the kid turn around and foment these rumors that Coach Dozier is gay for him. And then this teacher that we're talking to, Mr. Vernon Dozier, did probably the worst possible thing, went to the kid and threatened him physically, saying that if you ever said to anybody that I am coming on to you sexually, I'll put you in a hospital bed, is the way he put it. Really weird, not to mention tragic. A handful of bennies and a couple of shots of whiskey. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
That tears it.
1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I'm on with Coach Vernon Dozier. I call you Coach because you're a high school football coach as well as handling the duties of teaching the health class, health and science, as well as some math, right?
I have calculus, pre-calculus for our juniors. And I guess people know me as Coach because I have handled our varsity football team for 15 years.
All right. Now, Mr. Dozier, you have laid out a tale here that is fraught with all kinds of things. You had suffered some kind of a personal upset in the morning in question where you drank, took prescription drugs, hit the back end of a car, left a phony phone number. Because you don't have insurance, I take it. Is that it?
I do not, no. And that has to do with... Let me just say this. I think that I've been unfairly kept from... I have insurance. I had let it expire, but I don't have a carrier that is reputable because of a couple of incidents. But that's really not what this is about. What this is about is the mistrust of this young person.
All right, but you were writing a phone number to leave on the windshield, except it was phony. The kid sees you. Did he threaten to go to the owner of the car?
He knew it was the principal's car. He knew it was Dr. Nakona's car, yeah.
And at that time, you said to him, look, please don't, and I'll give you some consideration in class, help you with quizzes and so on?
It was an understanding. Now, the kid, his father is a... in business, and right away I knew I was dealing with a kid that I might not be able to trust. His family has a reputation of being oily. The kid himself is a real... I don't know if you remember a character on TV, on Saved by the Bell. They had that one kid that was just... You couldn't trust him as far as you could throw him. That kind of thing. But I went ahead and helped him out. Now I find out people, I guess, said, well, what are you and Coach Dozier doing? Are you guys queer for each other? And he said, yeah, Coach is queer for me, or something like that, okay? So I had to go in and straighten that out with the administration.
All right, and then you threatened the kid. Now, out of all of this, what is your point? What is the point that you want to make? Because you know you're going to hear people say, "This, you brought this on yourself."
Well, back up a little bit. I mean, what did I bring on myself? I was taking care of business. Okay.
By writing a phony phone number down, but what I want to know...
No, yeah, but I was taking care of business.
Yeah, but what are you demanding?
What I'm demanding, what I'm on your program to say is I'm not sexually harassing. First of all, he's a guy. I'm not a homosexual. That's number one. Secondly, there's no sexual thing for this kid. Thirdly, beyond it not being sexual, I'm calling the kid out and his entire family as rats, right here on your program.
And why?
Because this kid basically blackmailed me. And thirdly, I want to apologize publicly to Dr. Nakono of Belmar Academy for damaging that automobile the way I did. But I was going through a bad time. And she has still got me up for administrative review, even though I went to her and I apologized. I apologize for a couple of the comments that I'd made about her race, which I had made early on.
And well, what did you say, sir?
Somebody told a joke about a guy going into a bar in Tokyo and throwing hand grenades, and basically the line of the joke is, I'm picking up where the A-bomb left off, and I laughed because I thought it was funny, and she was standing there.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Jason, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Vernon Dozier. Go ahead.
Hi, yeah, you know what? I guess I want to say, you know, I can understand people making mistakes in their life, and it happens to a lot of people, but, you know, the fact of the matter is that you have to believe that you did something wrong, and hitting the car wasn't what you did wrong. What you did wrong was you drank, you did drugs before you went to teach kids in school. And not only do you have no remorse for that, I mean...
I do have remorse for that, sir. No, I do have remorse for that, but look, I did it, and I made a mistake as a result. Now I got to try to make it right, and while I was trying to make it right, here's this kid.
You put yourself in that situation. You put yourself in the situation where you have a kid, a young kid, that you say, hey, I will take care of you. I'll give you special treatment.
Yeah, but you know what?
Hey, take yourself.
When you say a young kid.
Look at yourself in the mirror. And if somebody else did that, where would you be on that? Where would you be? You know, I mean, sir, you're a racist.
I'd have to appreciate.
First off, you're a racist. Those people, what is that?
What are you talking about? I'm a racist. What do you mean I'm a racist? Number one, I would have to admire a man who tries to use his wits to get out of a tough situation. That's number one. Number two.
How is that using your wits? You're
I had the whole thing taken care of, and this punk is standing there.
Punk? This guy's a student.
Yeah.
What are you, a little kid? He's a kid.
Little kid. He's 16 going on 40. The kid's 16 going on 40. He's got more angles.
He's 16 years old.
This kid's got more angles. Than Donald Trump.
I'm going to tell you.
He's always working them.
I'm going to tell you one thing. Before I hang up, one thing.
If the kid ever calls me queer again, I'll put him in a box.
You know what?
You know, bull, man. You know, you're looking at a lot of tough stuff here, Mr. Dozier.
Not only are you going to get fired, and hopefully deservedly so,
fired.
Getting fired after this interview, you're going to be fired. You should go to jail.
Why? For what?
You should go to jail.
For what?
For threatening a 16-year-old kid for the first thing.
Let me tell you something. The kid called me queer. That's slander.
I don't care what he called
you. Oh,
you
don't?
You're a grown man. You're a grown man.
He called me queer to the administration of the school. Now, do you want somebody
Who's
doing that?
Who's the bigger man?
Huh?
I know I'm not queer, so I'm not going to take offense
to it. Yeah, but do you want people saying that to your employers or intimating that to important people who may not know you?
Do they know you?
Well, wait a minute. That's a good question.
You.
The school knows you. They
don't know my sexual habits.
Well, look, they know that you're married, right?
They know I'm married, but there's plenty of gay boys that are married.
Look, you know, this gentleman is right. He may not be right about you being a racist, but you use a lot of terms that...
like what?
Like gay boy and even
those
though
people?
She's Japanese and, you know, the A-bomb joke. And
oh, come on. How many people have laughed? All right. I understand that I've got a manner that puts people off. I wasn't trying to ask anybody for anything. I knew I screwed up. I hit the back end of her car. I was trying to...
Well, you were leaving a phony baloney phone number. Did you have insurance?
No, I did not.
And you didn't have insurance? Have you had DUIs, sir?
I have not had DUIs, no.
Well, have you had arrests based on drugs and alcohol?
I'd like to know why this is important. Because...
it's important because you didn't have insurance. That's why you're... First of all...
You're the one that came on the show.
I came on the show because I want everyone to know that I don't swing from both sides of the plate. That's number one.
Oh, man, because that's the big issue at hand here.
Yeah, no
that's
kidding, man.
The most important thing.
That's not important. What's important here is...
What? It's not important. Is that right?
Who cares?
Let me tell you about what happened to me that morning so maybe you two gentlemen will understand. There is a young lady that I know. All right, I am married, and I let me just finish this. She dances at a place that I go to.
You should be a teacher. That is definite. Definitely you should be a teacher.
Can I finish what I'm saying, and then you gentlemen can comment? I went in, and I would go in and go in, all right? Now, I understand you pay for lap dances. That's fine.
Unbelievable.
Okay, well, I just won't say anything.
Go ahead. I only got a few seconds.
I thought we had an understanding. Now, the night that I invited her back to my place, she said no, and I thought...
Are you telling me that you were in love with some chick doing lap dances?
Hold on for a minute. Are you trying to tell me that I...
Did you fall in love with a chick and she told you no?
Yes.
And that's why you were drinking the following morning?
Yes, sir.
All right, Jason, thank you for your call, sir.
Hey, thanks, man. I hope that's a joke. I'll
tell you what, pal. You're a joke.
Well, I've hung up on him.
Good.
Well, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
All right, we're back on the air with Mr. Vernon Dozier. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Dozier involved in, firstly, the damaging of a fellow employee's automobile where he works, a high school in Glendale, California, drinking and using drugs, then trying to cover up the accident by trying to buy off a student who saw it. And you don't deny any of this.
No, sir, I don't, but I want to make the comment.
Well, let me finish. And then, as you are trying to help the student by passing him in tests that he shouldn't have passed, is that correct?
That is correct, yes, sir.
The kid then turns around and foments rumors that you're gay for him or that you have some love interest in him. He goes to the school administration with this.
That is correct. And that's when they called me in for an administrative review. And that's when I said to them, there is no truth to that at all. And I told Dr. Nakano at that time, who's the principal of our school, I told her exactly what happened then. I said, okay, let me tell you what happened. I ran into your car. The kid saw it. And I tried to be polite to the kid, and I offered to pay off Nakano. And it all would have been done. But this is where the guy called me a racist, but she's a Japanese-American. Now, they tend to carry a grudge.
Who does?
Japanese Americans.
Look, I don't know. You know, all right, okay. If that's your experience, I've worked with plenty of people, man. Japanese American, Asian American.
Well, in any event, I didn't know. You know, and so
it does smack of racism. But let's get that out of the way.
No, sir, it doesn't.
Now let's get that out of the way. All right, but now you're on my show because you want it made clear above everything else that you're not a homosexual. You do not have any interest in.
More than anything, I want it known that I had no sexual interest in an underage student of any sex, least of all the male sex. And the reason why I was drinking that morning and that I had taken, I think I took a rack, what we used to call a rack of bennies back in the day. It was about 10 bennies.
Well, what do you mean a rack of bennies?
You asked irrelevant questions. And
no, what does that term mean?
It means 10 bennies.
That's what a rack is?
Yeah. And I...
You took 10 Benzedrine tablets and drank how much?
We're way off the point here, Mr.
No, I want to know. How much did you drink?
I had a bottle of Glenfiddich that I finished probably about half of.
A half a bottle of whiskey, 10 Benzedrine, you hit this car... And this is because some woman at a...
Not some woman. This was a woman that I cared very deeply for, and she cared for me. And
she was giving you lap dances, right?
Hey, what I would suggest is this, Mr. Henry. I don't want to lose my temper. Don't talk about her.
Can I ask you what her name was?
I don't want to give her last name, but her first name is Miranda. Her father is a prominent man in the entertainment business. And I don't want to say anything more than that.
Miranda, all right. 1-800-449-8686. Sandra, go ahead.
Hi. I just can't believe that this is even real. I can't believe that you can make the statement that your only mistake was hitting the back of your boss's car.
No, ma'am, that's not my only mistake. My only mistake, my first mistake was trusting my heart to some, forgive my language, to some hose bag.
Let's not say hose. We got a lady on the line.
Well, all right. To this stripper.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the stripper that you're trying to cheat on your wife with is your first mistake.
That's another thing. You're married.
That is correct. But can
you're
I? Trying
to cheat on your wife
may
with
I explain,
a stripper.
May I explain something?
Your first mistake. Your
my wife
mistake.
Is bedridden. My wife has cancer. She is bedridden. She hasn't been able to be a woman to me for a couple
Wonderful.
Of years.
Wonderful. So you're trying to cheat on your wife
ma'am,
who's dying.
If you've ever known anyone
and is bedridden with a stripper.
Ma'am, if you've ever known anyone who's lived with a dying
your
mate.
Your dying wife's
Are you married, ma'am? Are you married,
and abusing
ma'am?
It.
Are you married?
You're taking your
no.
dying wife's medication and
As a matter
abusing
of fact,
it.
I don't even think you're over the age of 18,
and
are you?
Abusing alcohol. You're driving without insurance.
Why do I have
you're
to
You're lying
car?
About your
Why do I
phone
listen
number
to a kid?
When you're putting it on the back of somebody's car that you just hit.
Why do I have to listen to a kid?
I want to hear
driving
it.
A, you're bribing a teenager so that he doesn't tell on you for seeing you do something illegal.
Yeah, what I said was, I'll help you out on tests. What did he do? Turned around and stuck it in my back.
You sat there and...
First of all, are you a high school student? Are you a high school student?
Do you feel that that was a mistake?
Are you a high school student, ma'am? Yes, she is. So you know how cutthroat you people are.
No, I am an adult, and I actually work
really?
With students.
And
I am appalled at your behavior and your character. You shouldn't be fighting for your job. You should be seeking counseling.
You know, Ms. Schreiner, what gets me is...
Are you listening to what this lady and what other people have said, though? Are you?
I'm hearing everything, yes, sir. But what gets me is these people who want to accuse you of things, meaning myself, are probably guilty of the same things at some
you
time. Or
you know, what? You can't get out of it by saying, "Oh, well, everybody's done it." Okay, that's
yeah.
the kind of crap I can't stand it. Everybody makes mistakes. Let me tell you something. I'll tell you this right now. I've never made a mistake like that. But
you've never. Oh yeah. Okay. You've never had a couple of pop. You've never had.
Sir, I'm not saying I've never had a couple of pops and got behind the wheel of a car. I'm going to tell you right now, if I've never made a mistake, if I did, dude, I'd have, look, I've been to jail, all right? I'd have to take, I mean, I haven't been in jail for a long time, but I spent a couple of nights in jail because I got to take the consequences.
I'm a high school teacher. I cannot sit in a holding tank next to some guy who's, you know, sitting in his own puke.
You need help. You need to go get counseling. Because you think that you're using your wits or something like that to get yourself out of trouble.
Ma'am,
everything that you've said about yourself is not things that are people accusing you of. These are things that you are revealing to people about yourself.
I'm saying to you that I fell in love with a stripper, okay? That's mistake number one. Number two, she made the mistake when she told me that she couldn't see me because she's, you know, she's working.
A mistake?
So,
what
yeah.
is a mistake about not wanting to see you?
Because I think it's better going out with a man like me than taking your clothes off in front of a bunch of guys who probably do go home and sit in their own vomit.
And what is a man like you? What saving attributes do you have?
Ma'am, I'm an educated man. I'm a school teacher. I am a man who treats a lady with respect.
Well, this woman just made the
You're
point.
You're not respecting your wife who's lying in bed, dying of cancer.
My wife is a vegetable sitting in a bed with a tube coming out of her nose. Did you ever
You're
see The Exorcist?
You're calling your wife a vegetable. That's respect? You don't even respect yourself.
Ma'am,
you're a drug addict.
Did you ever see the movie The Exorcist?
Her drugs.
That's what she looks like.
What are you talking about?
My wife is strapped to a bed.
You are a joke.
Ma'am.
This has got to be.
Yeah? Why? Because it's far beyond your little puny realm of experience? That's why it's got to be a joke? Because if Sandra doesn't know about it, then it couldn't possibly have happened?
I cannot believe that you are such a moron.
All you know how to do.
Someone is that big of a moron coming on the radio.
All you know how to do
things.
Is call me names and recommend therapy. You're like every other woman who watches
you
Oprah.
Are a moron.
You're like
I'm
every wife
you.
In America. You watch Oprah and call them names. Or if you're not calling
you're
names, you're watching Oprah. Yeah, there she goes again with her. You're a moron. Anything else,
yes.
genius?
It's just
really?
That's
oh,
all I can say because
I'm,
you said nothing.
I'm glad you repeated it because I wasn't quite
you
clear
said,
if I was a moron
said
or not.
Nothing. You have said nothing
Sandra,
to make me believe otherwise.
Can I ask you a question? Am I a moron? I
you
guess she's not sure.
You that question?
I
yes,
guess you're
you
not
are.
Sure, right?
Look at Mr. Dozier, you can argue with the caller all you want, but the point is, whether you fell in love with a stripper or not, it's not the stripper's fault.
It's not, huh? So in other words, she puts her rear end in my face, and I'm not supposed to fall in love.
No, you're not.
Dude, it's a strip bar, man. I mean, they those chicks, you give her $20, she's, you know, within law, they're allowed to do stuff. That's what you want, right?
That's
yes,
what
that's what I want.
For.
I asked, there's a lady on the line, so I won't tell you what I asked the stripper to do, but she gave me a lap dance. She stood on both arms of the chair, so you know what's in my face.
This is ridiculous.
Jesus, God. All right, Sandra, I got to take another call. I appreciate your call. 1-800-449-8686. What did you mean your wife is strapped to a bed?
My wife, because of the progression of the cancer, has seizures, and the doctor told me that in the old days they used to call it crescendoing into lunacy. She's, when he used that word, of course, the first thing I thought, my wife's a lunatic. I've got a wife who, if she wasn't tied down to a Larry Miller mattress, speak of the devil, she'd be a raving lunatic.
Good Lord. Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with Mr. Vernon Dozier on The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The last gasp before the death of radio. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Hold on for a minute. We're talking with Mr. Vernon Dozier, who was a high school teacher in some very serious trouble tonight. He covered up an accident in the parking lot of his school after he'd been drinking and taking prescription medication. He then got a student who witnessed it to hush up if he helped him with test scores. The student eventually turned on him and spread rumors that Mr. Dozier was gay. Mr. Dozier was confronted by the administration. He told the administration that indeed he was not, and here's what happened. You say you were drinking that morning because of a dancer that you had fallen in love with, and now you're telling me during the break that she called you back and asked you if you had tickets for what?
This Miranda called me because she felt, you know, bad. And she said, didn't I say I had tickets for the Subway Fresh 400 in Phoenix this weekend? I said, yes, I did. She said, well, if I'd take her to that, she'd think about it. And I said, you want to know something? Here's something for you to think about. And I said an expletive. And I made a few other noises, and I hung the phone up on her.
But that's got nothing to do with the problems.
No, it's got nothing to do. It's just that this Miranda, one minute she's, you know, shoving it in my face, and the next minute she wants to go to the Subway Fresh 400. Well, let me tell you what, I got pit passes, I got the whole thing. If she thinks that I'm going to bring her disease-ridden ass, forget it.
Oh, man, dude, you love this girl?
I did.
Here is Sarah. Go ahead, Sarah.
Hi. I think you're very immature and irresponsible and definitely not showing good judgment or setting a good example for high school students, especially when they're impressionable. I'm a high school student myself, and I really think that.
How did I know that? How did I guess that? You guys, high school students are some of the most judgmental people. You never give a man a break, do you? You guys go out and screw up all the time, and somebody pats you on the head and says, well, you know, do better next time. But me?
How do you expect me not to be judgmental when you're going out there at strip clubs, when you're a teacher, and you're supposed to be setting a good example for your students?
Oh, come on. What do you and your friends, what do you guys do on weekends?
I am against drugs and drinking, actually.
Yeah, but you know what your friends are doing. Do you judge them? Do you, like,
no, my friends don't do that. I hang out with the right people.
Let me ask you something. You're in high school, correct?
Yes.
Why aren't you in bed? Ooh, got you on that one. It's 10 minutes to 10 o'clock at night, and you're not in
bed. Why am I at home at 12 o'clock at night, because I'm in Maine? Why am I at home instead of at a party?
Huh? You're a maid.
In Maine.
Well, in I got Maine. News for you. In Maine, it's 10 minutes to 1. Wow. Ever read a clock before? Maybe you should get a digital.
No.
You know, lady, just let me say, what grade are you in?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior.
Yeah.
And as soon as you graduate and become an adult at the age of 18, all the hell that I'm living right now will be wrapped up in a package and dropped at your front door.
I am already in it.
Everything you do, people won't give you one lousy break. All right, I had a couple of drinks. Big deal.
You're on your way to school, man, to teach kids.
Exactly. I would definitely not my teacher. What if my teacher hit me while he was driving intoxicated?
Hey, Sarah, can I ask some? I just want you to know. Don't forget to put on your Stridex pads before you go to bed.
What's that supposed to mean?
I wear tampons. Excuse me.
A Stridex pad is for the face. What an idiot! It's for pimples. Dunce.
Okay, what are we doing now, man? You're a teacher, she's a student. You sound like one of the students.
I just said put on Stridex pads, and she says I wear tampons. And
you know what? I'm not comfortable with this.
How am I supposed to know the difference?
Sarah, I don't want to talk to a high school kid about tampons, okay?
What'd you do, hang up on her?
Yeah.
Okay, so
what?
That's an example. The minute I get off a good one on a caller, you hang up. Why? Because I'm gonna win an argument?
It's a kid, man. I don't want her talking about that stuff.
I said Stridex pad.
I know what you said.
It's for pimples, and this dumbass wants to stick it. Oh, man.
I got it. I just don't want to hear her talking about it. You understand?
I understand.
You're the guy that got accused of some kind of sexual deviance with a kid. I'm not going to have it on my show.
Boy, you guys in radio are something else. One minute I'm listening to that Howard, what's his name, Stern?
Yeah.
He's talking about dykes and all this, and I hear you talking, man. You do fart noises. Next thing, some kid calls up about tampons.
Oh, come on, man.
Well, you hang up on her, and I just told, I pointed out to the whole world what a dumbass she was.
Mr. Dozier,
Here comes the speech.
Yeah, that's right. Here it comes. Get a lawyer.
Hello, I got one.
Good, okay. Talk to your lawyer because you've got hit and run. You've got damage to personal property. Not to mention the ethical violations most probably you're going to have to deal with the administration of the school. We're talking about drinking, drug use, as well as padding test scores in exchange for favors from students.
But not sexual.
Great. Good for you. You're still probably going to get fired. On top of that, you got no insurance because apparently you've been out drinking and driving before. And you got a problem, man, if you're falling in love with chicks that give you lap dances.
Hey, my wife is strapped to a bed, Linda Blair style. And
I got that, man. It doesn't mean, yeah, hi, my wife's strapped to a bed and I got Father Marin upstairs with her right now. I think I'll go out and fall in love with a stripper. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
You're just one more son of a bitch in a long line of son of bitches.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, I got Jim Rome on the phone right now. Jimmy Rome. Jim, how are you doing?
Good, man. You're talking about Billy Gibbons.
Yeah, he listens to the show.
Dude, I got Blink 182 listening to my show.
Blink 182. Well, good for you. I got Billy Gibbons listening to my show.
Dude, look, dude's doing a Moses act.
Dude, yeah, dude's doing a Moses act. He's Billy freaking Gibbons. I got your Blink.
Dude, Phil Henry Show produced by Mark Newman and not got by Steve Greenstein.